Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
92.5X News, Philly's country station. Andy has already broken her microphone. What are you fixing over there?
I don't think I broke it. I think whoever spends time in my workplace.
Sure looks broken.
But I'm fixing it, David.
It's a giant plastic disc you're sticking on there. Did you fix it? Oh, my God. Well, there
Forget
it goes.
It. Forget it. Forget it. Here's what we need to talk about, though. Yeah. Speaking of the workplace, okay, someone's been sitting in my spot,
which irritates me.
I know. So there's this new thing that employers are now considering. I guess experts have done the research, and they have found that there's a lot of people out there that want a total ban on physical contact in the workplace, which includes handshakes.
Can't even shake a hand anymore?
This is the thing. This is the thing.
I mean, in this building, it makes sense because the people we work with are dirty and disgusting.
You don't want to touch that.
You don't. But I would think at a normal place of business, handshakes would be fine, right?
For example, like when the corporate folks come to town and they're very well dressed, they're polished, right? But I had an incident when they were here last. There's this woman. I don't even know what her name is. And she's standing there. And then the president of the company says, "Oh, you know Andy, don't you?" And she says, "Yes." And I was about to say no, but I put my hand out and she went in for the hug. And so then there's that awkward, and I thought, why? Why are we hugging? And I'm a hugger, and I didn't know why we were hugging.
Do you think this corporate executive is listening to this break right now and now knows that you don't know who they are?
She's lovely. She's a lovely woman, but it was just an awkward, I felt it was a very awkward exchange, right? But if there's no hugging, then we wouldn't have had that awkward exchange. So just go for the handshake. I think the handshake is okay. I think the hug can be awkward. And by the way, guys, don't kiss me. Don't just randomly think you can kiss me on the cheek. I'm a married woman. And I'm a loving, affectionate person, Dave.
Producer Zach, if you come over here and run the board, I'm going to go give Andy a kiss on the cheek right now.
No.
Can we do that?
I will leave this studio. No. Okay. You sit down.
All right,
listen, of all people, Zach here is Mr. Inappropriate in the workplace. Is he not?
Why, doing what?
He does not ever touch me.
No.
But he's all over you, Dave.
Yeah, but I don't mind.
Zach lives on making people feel uncomfortable. Like, he thrives on it, right?
But as long as you're not the target of his uncomfortable gesture,
it's hilarious.
Hysterical.
It is hilarious. Yeah. It is hilarious. But how do you avoid those awkward moments unless there is a very clear-cut rule in your workplace?
Right.
Should there be no physical contact at all in the workplace?
Yeah. None at all. I'm with you.
I don't know. 215-263-6700.
Good morning, Lisa.
I am an Italian-American, and I grew up with hugging and kissing, and touching is a good thing. And I think we're turning into a cold world, and it's sad.
Some people might be turning cold. Others might be turning a little too warm, which is what I think people are trying to avoid happening.
And I can appreciate that, and that's where we need to be able to speak up and say, stop. Or we make the gesture of putting our hand out to shake versus the hug and the kiss.
All right, good point. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right, thank you. Have a great day, you guys. I love you.
We love you back.
XTU, good morning. Who is this?
Hey, good morning. This is Scott.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. So what do you think about physical contact in the workplace?
Think about it this way. Let's say my office has no physical contact, and I go to my vendor's office, and they're old-timey, shake hands, but I'm backing away from that because I can't touch.
Right.
You know, because that's what would be my office's rule. I think it's a horrible idea.
Yeah, you're right, because they would think something's wrong with you. Like, hey, why don't you want to shake my hand?
Yeah, exactly.
But do you understand, Scott, why there might need to be a line drawn somewhere?
I do agree with the line, you know, but the handshake, definitely.
All right, so your hard and fast rule is handshakes are okay, but let's not go beyond that.
Yes, unless you have a personal relationship with them. You know, like, I don't know, like one of your coworkers or something.
That's, yeah.
You know, one thing.
And you're having an affair with them.
No.
Then you can touch them wherever you want, whenever you want. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Scott, thanks so much for chiming in. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you.
That's
great,
a good turn.
Great advice. I can't wait till you work for HR.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.